news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It looks like the end is near. A number of news organizations, including the Washington Post, began reporting Wednesday afternoon that special counsel Robert Mueller could wrap up his investigation as early as next week.
Washington Post also reports the Justice Department is, quote, preparing for Mueller's report in the coming days. According to the Post, and we quote, an advisor to President Trump said there is palpable concern among the president's inner circle that the report might contain information about Trump and his team that is politically damaging but not criminal conduct. Today, Trump was asked if he thought Mueller's report should be released.
That'll be totally up to the new attorney general. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department. So that'll be totally up to him.
Probably worth noting, because we've witnessed such a newspaper war of late, the New York Times has not matched all this reporting on Mueller wrapping up. The Attorney General Barr has refused to commit to publicly releasing the report in its entirety.
A Coast Guard lieutenant and self-identified white nationalist was arrested after federal investigators uncovered a cache of weapons and ammunition in his Maryland home that authorities say he stockpiled to launch a widespread domestic terrorist attack targeting politicians and journalists.
This was a 49-year-old Coast Guard lieutenant. His name is Christopher Paul Hassan. He was arrested last week, and the details about what he was plotting, a full-scale attack that prosecutors say was against media personalities, politicians, and civilians, all of the details now coming out in a detention memo that's been filed with the court in Maryland. Prosecutors say that this man, Christopher Paul Hassan, was stockpiling weapons. They say they found at least 15 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammunition inside the basement apartment of his Silver Spring home. Silver Spring, Maryland, just a few miles outside of Washington, D.C. And prosecutors put it very starkly, very stunningly. They put this at the top of their memo, saying the defendant intends to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country. And that's why they're asking for the judge at a detention hearing to hold this suspect. What's quite stunning is that this suspect has been a member of the Coast Guard for many years, most recently assigned to the Coast Guard headquarters in Washington, D.C. The Coast Guard has put out a statement about this, saying that they, in fact, worked with the FBI and the Department of Justice. So it looks like the Coast Guard may have actually seen some red flags, raised them, and been part of this investigation.
Reports say that Hassan had been studying the manifesto of a right-wing terrorist who killed 77 people in Norway in 2011 and had developed a spreadsheet of targets that included top Democratic congressional leaders and media personalities. The list includes Joey, what prosecutors say is a reference to former Congressman Joe Scarborough, now of MSNBC, Cortez, an alleged reference to freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Senator Blumenjew, presumably about Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Roger Stone is back in D.C. federal court on Thursday. On Monday, Stone posted a photo of the judge presiding over the case on Instagram with crosshairs in the background next to her head. That prompted the judge to schedule the hearing to discuss, quote, why the media contact order entered in this case and or his conditions of release should not be modified or revoked in light of the posts on his Instagram account. The judge's options include revoking Stone's bail. Donald Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen's appearance before the House Oversight Committee is now set for a public hearing next Wednesday, February 27th. A federal judge also agreed to postpone the start of Cohen's prison stint for 60 days as he recovers from shoulder surgery. High drama Wednesday during the third day of testimony before the North Carolina State Board of Elections, which is hearing evidence this week to decide whether a suspected ballot tampering scheme tainted the outcome in the 9th District, where Republican Mark Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes in unofficial returns. Harris's son, John Harris, now an assistant U.S. attorney in Raleigh, testified Wednesday that he warned his father repeatedly that he believed Leslie McCrae Dallas, a political operative now at the center of this election fraud investigation, was shady and appeared to have illegally collected absentee ballots in 2016 while working for a different Republican candidate in North Carolina's 9th congressional district.
I expressed my concerns based on everything that I did know up to that point, namely my belief that McCrae had engaged in collecting ballots in 2016. Now, that belief was based on my review of the absentee voter data that I've already described. I told him that collecting ballots was a felony.
Mark Harris is set to take the stand on Thursday. Although Congress is on recess this week, there has been some behind-the-scenes action, the Associated Press reporting that House Democrats are circulating a joint resolution to block Trump's national emergency that could be introduced as soon as Friday. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.